from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Following on from last week's delve into the Deloitte research, we have decided to delve into another quite sizable report. And this report is called Delivering Digital Skills, a Guide to Preparing the Workforce for an Inclusive Digital Economy. And it's been produced by Nesta. So, Nigel, tell us a little bit about Nesta and why you think this is worth looking at.
Well, Nesta is the National Endowment for Science, Technology and the Arts. And this is right up their street. You know, they should be acting as an impartial guide, impartial observer, and sometimes a quite frustrated observer of life in Britain and trying to make things better. And what they've done is taken on the task of examining digital skills and basically lobbying for upskilling the workforce for the digital economy to come. And they've come up with additional competencies. They've come up with a model of a number of organizations who are doing some good work, including the Good Things Foundation, who appeared on Learning Now Television. The chief executive appeared on Learning Now Television. He was interviewed last month. So including the Good Things Foundation, potential models, both in the UK and around the rest of Europe, for how we might want to do it. So they look at what's going on in Singapore, what's going on in France, and what's going on in Holland, amongst other places, as well as a chapter on Union Learn, which is the TUC educational arm. So it's an overview, and they've done a good job, a thorough job, to build this, what they call, a responsive ecosystem that will address the need for increased skills for the workforce. What about you, Martin? What did you think of it?
Five barriers to upskilling the workforce. They've put these five barriers together, and I think that the interesting one in this is a culture of learning. And the barrier is that people think that learning is for the young. And I think this really hits into the heart of obviously what learning and development does in an organization. This idea that we have to shift people's skills from their current skill sets into a more digital skill set. And in order to do that, there needs to be a better, more useful learning culture. And I know this is something you've written your latest book on. So that really is interesting, that idea that actually learning is something that you did earlier in your life. You know, it was a kind of education, and then maybe just you went into work or you did more education, but actually the learning bit of your life is at the start of your life. And that kind of idea is very pervasive. Otherwise, they wouldn't be picking up on it in this report. So I think there's quite a lot of work to be done there to shift that. And I think also it talks about motivation, the motivation for people to develop their digital skills. And I think that's, you know, again, a very interesting one, because if it's not happening in the organization currently, and people are just talking about the fact we need digital skills in the future, then no one's really going to be motivated to do anything. They can't access the stuff they need. They have no sense of what skills they could be doing, and there's no sense of reward for those doing those skills, doing things differently, and how people motivated to do it. Then it goes on to talk about leadership resources and access to decent training. These are all things that people in learning could be helping the organization attend to right now. So I thought that was a very interesting graphic on page 12 of this report.
I agree. I think so. What I liked is that so often these reports are all about the demand side. So we need to set up all these courses and programs. We need to assure ourselves that the workforce is getting these wonderful skills that will help them sustain their employment for the rest of their lives. And no emphasis or even a thought about the demand side, the supply side, sorry. That, in other words, what do people actually want this? Are they willing to put themselves forward? Are they scared of doing this? What are the motivations that they have for moving forward? So the fact that they've said that it's critical to not just look at the skills needed, but address the barriers that inhibit people from moving forward. And to see it in the context of a bigger picture, not just here are some digital skills, well done, you've got them now, here's a little certificate from the EU, off you go. It's saying that this is one step on a move to continuous learning, learning throughout life. And I think that that is a very good focus. So I'm glad that you're right to pick up that, identify the barriers as well as identify the skills needed and identify some practical models of organizations that are actually doing it in reality. Yeah. And if you look at the models, they're quite modest. You know, they bring you down to earth. It's not this global program. It's sitting down in a certain part of the world with a group of people and taking them through what the future might hold for them and trying to build their motivation and help them see themselves as learners and not see themselves as people who used to learn once upon a time, but they've got rid of that along. They got rid of that along with their, you know, along with their school and other formal education.
This report is really useful for providing the bigger picture, almost the policy level picture. And that it can be quite slow for what policy level actions or visions to turn into actions in the workplace. But this report does give anyone in learning and development the opportunity to understand the digital skills agenda and the type of policy ideas that are floating up, and then enable them to feed that back into the organisation, and that thinking can come an input into what they do in their organisation. So I think it's quite useful like that. You don't stop doing anything, but actually use it as a way to ground your thinking, to bring a senior team on board, because people are talking about digital skills a lot, but it's the doing something to kind of shift things on the skills agenda that's the difficult bit.
I agree. I also think that what the report does is not assume that this is all government's great idea and we need these massive national digital fit schemes that are going to cost hundreds of millions of pounds. What they're saying is that there are organisations who will respond and are responding, and that you can have a look at those models that exist already and maybe you can use one. For example, General Assembly provide a digital skills course. Maybe you put some of your people through the General Assembly program. You pay for them to do it. Or there are charities and foundations doing good work. So it's not a vacuum. Things are happening. And you have to work out what your own strategy is, I guess, for you as an individual, but more importantly, for you as an employer, and make your decision. And not kind of sit back and wait for the government to make some great grandiose gesture, which is in the current context is probably unlikely. So from that point of view, you kind of leave this feeling slightly optimistic, thinking we can do this and we can get things done and we don't rely on the need for everybody to get it. And if you want to start. You don't have to have something huge. It can make a difference if you just seed, you know, two or three people in your organization who've can take those skills forward and can help others acquire them and take away the fear, if you like, take away some of the anxiety and help build the motivation, which keeps people from doing it. So all in all, a report that hasn't really made big headlines, but should be more widely distributed and read, I think. And it's available from Nesta. You can download it for free. It's on their website. Nesta.org.uk.
Great. Oh, thank you, Nigel. That was really good. I think a really interesting report. So let's go away and read that and have conversations based on it, I think.
Agreed. From scratch.